Chicago 48.
Woo-hoo! Happy birthday!
At the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer and I go through the irregular news this hour, at least a spin on things from our perspective. The meningitis outbreak that a lot of people have been talking about, Jennifer, that originated actually with this compounding center, the New England Compounding Center here in Framingham, where I live. Yesterday I was living in Santa Monica. Today I live in Framingham. And
you're
tomorrow,
a man of the people.
Who knows? Yes, right. So a couple of more drugs may be connected to this meningitis outbreak that so far 15 people have died of. The feds are saying that the same pharmacy distributing these contaminated steroids, which has sickened a couple of hundred people, called Triamcinolone. Anyway, that's only half of it. It's called TA. Triamcinolone. We could spend all hour from here.
Yeah, just trying to pronounce this.
Anyway, this is a product used during heart surgery.
Huh.
The FDA hasn't confirmed these products are to blame, but has issued a warning. So this company basically is out of business. You can add Pennsylvania to a list of states impacted by this outbreak of fungal meningitis. And although no deaths have been reported the last couple of days, nine more cases of this illness have surfaced. So what does that tell you, if anything, about how the FDA regulates things or regulations in general? See, this is the locals had no sway in this. As we heard yesterday in that conversation we had with Mike Hugo, who's the chairman of the Board of Health here in Framingham, they didn't even know this company existed because they aren't doing business locally. They're not selling things from a storefront. They're distributing these things to doctors and some other pharmacies in some circumstances. So it's one of those gray areas. But there's so many inspectors at the FDA, so many people working there, you'd think they'd be able to handle something like this. One way or another. But no, we're blaming everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a sticky situation. 800-510-8255. I don't think California's been impacted by this at all at this point in time.
Not yet.
No.
We just have women-ingitis.
Right. instead of men.
Yeah, I got it.
So there's a panel advocating against legalizing marijuana in more states. What are there, 13, 14 states that have legalized pot?
Now,
medicinal pot, something like that. Anyway, so there was a conference call with reporters yesterday suggesting that voters who support legalization have been uninformed about the issue. One of the big myths is that somehow measures to legalize marijuana are likely to create large tax revenues for the states. However, the states are saying nothing could be further from the truth, or at least those people who don't want to see this stuff passed. Let's see here. The DEA Enforcement Office with Robert Bonner in charge says, quote, they're not likely to generate much of anything in terms of tax revenue. That's because federal tax law itself makes it a serious crime to sell and distribute marijuana. Frankly, nobody is going to be reporting and paying taxes to the state if they're going to be admitting that they are committing a major felony. And so you've got all this whole focus, Jennifer, gives you a pretty good idea how many different agencies we have. One of the big issues in the campaign is how much government we've got. So there is the White House Office on National Drug Control Policy. There is the International Association of Chiefs of Police that's involved in this thing. National Institute on Drug Abuse. Let's see here. The American Society of Addiction Medicine. The Drug Enforcement Agency. The FDA. All these people are involved in whether or not to legalize marijuana. Oregon, Colorado, and Washington are voting on whether or not to do that. So all these groups spending your tax dollars are running around trying to keep this from happening. Good God. Is that something? This is the fight against drugs, the drug war, which has been so wildly successful, as we've all noted.
Yeah.
Right? Just let them do
it. I'm sure none of them used marijuana.
No, never. No. No, that's against the law. It's bad business to do that. Actually, I never have.
I know. I was going to say, I haven't either. So, you know.
Right. So who are we to speak? We have no expertise here whatsoever. You think that's true? 800-510-8255. I'm looking at some of the comments. Is this something that we ought to have on our social media sites? Or is it too serious? Whether or not tax revenue is an important reason to support legalizing medical marijuana.
Why not? We can throw it up there.
Yeah. Here's, let's see here. Who is this? This is Steve, who says, marijuana is not chemically addictive. You can get addicted to it. A person gets addicted to cheeseburgers or addicted to other things. This is not like cigarettes. You know, there's something to be said for that.
Well, they're saying it's not physically addictive, but I do think that people that say pot is not addictive, they're lying, because there is the act and the social act that people do get addicted to.
I don't know if they're lying, but they...
In my crack opinion. Crack is also addictive, by the way.
Yeah, very addictive, I think, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so let's see here. The European Union imposing new sanctions against Iran. 27 EU member countries say Iran was acting in flagrant violation of its international obligations, refusing to cooperate with the Atomic Energy Agency on the matter of its nuclear program. And basically what it said is you can't come in and check. So now there's going to be more focus on closing, if you will, the noose around their neck. Matter of fact, a leading European satellite provider has taken 19 Iranian TV and radio broadcasters off the air. That's part of the sanction. Interesting. 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. If you'd like to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks, the answer isn't dieting, or at least not dieting alone, but the help of Axia 30, AXIA 30, may be the way for you to lose substantial weight if you'd like to. And so many people are trying to do the right thing. They have understood what their problems are. They understand that they need to lose weight. They want to be healthy. And Axia 30 is the new breakthrough. It's an antioxidant weight loss formula with an ingredient shown in clinical studies to help you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks, all while eating a balanced diet of around 1,850 calories. Did you hear what I was saying? Balanced diet and Axia 30 go together to help you lose 30 pounds if that's what you want to do. The average weight loss in the study was 30 pounds in that 12-week period. No side effects. Axia 30 is the new frontier in weight loss science. It's about evidence-based, supported studies that clinically prove, with all these anti-aging benefits, that this stuff is good for you. And certainly nothing could be better for you if you're overweight substantially than losing 30 pounds. That's why they call it Axia 30. 30 pounds in 12 weeks. You get a risk-free application of this product by calling 800-525-8345. What does it mean, risk-free? It means that you buy the product, and when you do buy the product, you get a free month supply. But you also, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back, and you get to keep the product. 800-525-8345. Backed by science, whether you're a man or a woman, doesn't make any difference. 90-day money-back guarantee. Lose the weight with Axia 30, risk-free at 800-525-8345.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It's Tuesday morning. I'm not sure where all of this is going. The coverage, amazing coverage given to the Pakistani schoolgirl who was shot in the head by the Taliban. And that she's become a symbol for something pretty significant, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And you get right down to it. The news media likes to get on all of these things, and they don't always play the sad sack card as well as they might. But this circumstance, for a couple of different reasons, provides a backdrop for a pretty compelling story. This girl shot. I mean, most everybody knows the story, I think, now, don't you think?
Yeah.
Gets shot in the head, and Taliban says that it was because she was talking improperly about girls and what they should do, promoting girls' education, speaking out against their military tactics, et cetera, et cetera. So they shot her in the head, try to kill her. And she's been taken to a British hospital, but if she comes back to Pakistan, they'll try to kill her again. This is what you're dealing with. This is the kind of stuff that most people don't understand about the way these people think. They're indoctrinated in an entirely different way than we are. Not saying it's right, because it isn't, but it just is a foreign, pardon the pun, everything about what they think in these ways is foreign to us. And this is a perfect example of it, frankly. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Coming up. No joke there. That's what I do now. Is I just announce things that are coming up.
Community calendar.
Yeah. No, Halloween's coming up. Americans are expected to spend $370 million on pet costumes this year.
Oh, pet costumes.
Yeah. So get ready to see a lot of slutty labradoodles.
In election news, Lindsay Lohan has at long last revealed which presidential candidate she backs. Lindsay made the announcement at the Mr. Pink Ginseng Drink Launch Party, which is historically where key political endorsements are handed out.
I just think unemployment is really important, so as of now, I think it's Mitt Romney. As of now.
She hits a car with an Obama bumper sticker. That could change, but as of now, she's endorsing Mitt Romney. It's kind of funny. She gave an endorsement while doing an endorsement. I don't know if that's ever been done before. Unfortunately, someone looked into it, and as of Friday morning, Lindsay Lohan was not registered to vote. But incredibly, still registered to drive.
Uh-huh. I listened to her voice. You listen to that voice.
Torn up.
Oh, my God. 800. Wasn't there some other foolishness with her mother again? Her mother says she ought to be legally done with her father. What does that mean?
Yeah, she wants her to get a restraining order or something against her father.
Really?
So ridiculous.
Mother's crazy. Russell Crowe and his wife of 9 years are separating. Divorce settlement in the works. Apparently, $32 million is what the wife gets.
Wow.
Mr. Crowe. Doing a nice job on his acting duties.
he was like a wild child for such a long time, and now I didn't realize he'd been married for 9 years.
That's settled right down.
Like a lifetime in Hollywood.
It's Robert Pattinson. I always thought it was Patterson at first anyway.
Pattinson.
Kristen Stewart are now a pair, a couple.
Yes, I can breathe easy again.
Oh, God.
They're back together.
Yeah. Isn't that great, huh? All right, so here's Wendy Williams on her television talk program answering a mother-daughter question about whether the daughter ought to break up so she can have a better college experience.
So I just started my freshman year in college, and I have a boyfriend of over a year, but Mom thinks that we should break up to get the college experience, but I don't want to break up. So.
College experience, huh? College experience was fun.
But I will say this. So your boyfriend is from your hometown?
Yeah.
And you both made plans to go to the same college?
We don't go to the same school.
Oh, you don't go to the same school?
I go to school in Philly, and he goes to school here.
In New York?
Well, in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, uh-huh. Mom, I understand exactly what you're saying, because we as women, when we settle down, and I always say this to you guys, when we settle down, we give up so much more than men in terms of socially and our freedom and things like that. However, she's going to have to learn this one on her own. So, Mom, we'll keep our fingers crossed that, you know, maybe they'll break. Maybe you'll break up before your senior year. But then again, you might be a level-headed young woman who can handle having a boyfriend, and you don't need the
college experience.
Okay. So
right.
we can't force
Wendy.
Force them, Mom.
Williams. All right. Here's a quick clip. Michael gets 1601. The ladies on The View talking about a new Santa Claus controversy.
Well, let me tell you, people are already fighting about Christmas, okay? A Canadian author released a new version of A Visit from St. Nicholas. A new version, okay? And it deletes all references to Santa Claus smoking a pipe. Some say, oh, that's a good thing to make Santa a non-smoker. Others say, what?
I mean, when you start doing that, what is now, is Santa, I mean, what's the next step? He's too obese, you gotta make him skinny, red is a gang color, so we gotta make it yellow, cause this the blood. I mean, come on.
And don't leave cookies.
And don't leave cookies. I mean, it's not like, for me, it's different when you're watching a lot of people on TV who influence your kids. I don't see Santa as an influencer
you don't?
To make, no, because most kids, when you say, what do you want to be when you grow up? They might say a president, a fireman. I ain't never heard a kid say, I want to be Santa Claus.
It's 28 after. Food for thought here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, you've heard of the Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center in New York, but you don't have to be in New York or sitting in front of your TV for a memorable holiday experience. Every year, a tree is chosen from a national forest and displayed on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. This year, the tree is coming from the White River National Forest in Colorado to commemorate the devastating wildfires this summer. The Capitol tree will actually travel to D.C., stopping in 30 separate cities and towns along the way. And at each stopping point, there will be celebrations and events before it travels to the next location. Now, you might be surprised to learn that a notable Christmas tree shows up every single year in Idaho. Coeur d'Alene Resort actually set the world record for the world's tallest living tree, and the entire display is illuminated with more than a million lights. And last but not least, there's the celebration at Monument Circle in Indianapolis, which is home to one of the largest Christmas trees in the world. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings. Then select from thousands of loose diamonds, including the spectacular Leo Artisan Diamond, independently certified to be visibly brighter and available exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What you're listening to, this is the internationally famous Doug Steffen Good Day program. People listening all around the country on great radio stations and at DougSteffen.com and on iHeart and on TuneIn and on Stretcher or Sticker or whatever.
Stitcher,
that's it. Okay. The recall of peanut butter and now other nut products for a salmonella infestation. Now been expanded to include raw and roasted peanuts, 400 different products. What this brings to your attention is the fact there may be 400 different brand names, but they all come from the same place. They all come from a New Mexico food company called Sunland Inc. They have peated, well, the last week or 10 days, I think. Didn't we talk about this last week?
It's been a good couple weeks, I think.
Yeah. Peanut butter brands at Trader Joe's, at Whole Foods, at Walmart, at Kroger, at Target, at Costco, at Albertsons, at Publix. What other names are there? I mean, there are not many left, right? They're selling this stuff to everybody, and they usually put their own store name on it. FDA has warned you not to eat products associated with this company at all, period, end of story. And the FDA says throw them away. I can't believe that they are this stupid, frankly, that they would tell you to throw them away. Bring them back to the store and get your money back and let them throw the stuff away.
Right.
You need to get your money back. You know, who the hell are they to tell you to throw them away? Well, that's just protecting the company, which, you know, you could make the argument, here's big business connected. I mean, is this subtle? Am I the only one who thinks this way? The government says, throw them away. No, you don't throw them away. You bring them back to the store, and you make them give you your money back. Throw them away. See? All right, so the election.
So are you taking the peanut butter back?
No. Well, see, I have a healthy immune system. This stuff wouldn't bother me one way or another. This
but,
stuff
but you
only
wouldn't
bothers.
Risk it, would you?
Nah, I wouldn't risk it. I risk some things. Meredith laughs at me because I cook things, and my kids have been laughing at me for years. I keep things around. I eat everything until it's gone. I don't like to throw anything out, and there may be a few bugs, not bugs, literally, but, you know, things in it that have collected there over a period of time. But, you know, got a good, strong, healthy immune system, you're all set. So we get back now. Now back to the race. The poll that you participate in, which is the most important poll, that is Election Day, going to vote, is now coming down to other things rather than just the economy. Mm-hmm. There's a new survey out today that shows that 74% of you say the candidate's position on foreign policy matters will play an important role when determining who you will vote for. The poll comes from the Public Opinion Strategy and Hart Research Associates, suggesting the three most important issues of foreign policy include our allies and how they see us, the U.S. being a strong leader, and the security and safety of our country. Those are the three top responses in which the United Nations is very important to helping the U.S. achieve objectives. According to the poll, 47% believe the presidential candidates are not talking enough about international issues. So, what
is I think that's true, actually.
Libya? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I just think we have such a huge problem at home right now that it's, you know, you kind of have to talk about that. You can't ignore it.
Huge problems everywhere. That's the problem, is that there are too many people and therefore too many problems.
Rumor is we're going to attack some people in Libya, I've heard.
Yeah, Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Obama having a little argument, and Mrs. Clinton appears to be about to be thrown under the bus. Be very interesting to see what Obama says about Libya, because you know Romney's going to be pounding him tonight. Although, isn't the economy basically the focus tonight?
Yes.
What's the real?
6 o'clock. The economy, stupid.
6 o'clock your time, 9 o'clock our time.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are a lot of things here that are in the balance, and it's good that more people are talking about more of this. But I think that it's necessary to dig into it even more. And here's another thing that is a part and parcel of what we ought to be discussing more. Interesting that the ACLU has announced it's filing a lawsuit against Morgan Stanley Chase for using race as a basis upon which to offer subprime mortgage rates. The suit alleges that Morgan Stanley Chase provided strong incentives to a subprime lender to originate mortgages that were likely to be foreclosed on. As a result, about 6,000 black homeowners in the Detroit area were given subprime loans by a mortgage company owned by Morgan Stanley Chase. According to the ACLU, Jennifer, the case concerns lending abuses in Detroit. These practices are common all over the financial services industry and victimize black and Latino neighborhoods all across the country. With this lawsuit, victims of the subprime lending scandal are stepping forward to hold investment banks like Morgan Stanley Chase accountable for the devastation the banks wrought in and on their lives and on our economy. Illegal practices surrounding mortgage-backed securities robbed people of their homes, violated our civil rights laws, and left Americans holding the bag as our economy teetered on the brink of another Great Depression. The homeowners in the suit received their loans from a company that was a major player in subprime lending. As Morgan Stanley Chase ramped up its mortgage-backed securities business back in 2004, it became New Century's biggest buyer of subprime loans. They provided funds to New Century to originate the loans and dictated the terms of the loans, wanted to purchase the loans, wanted as big a pool as possible without concern to the risk. So if I read between the lines here, Jennifer, Morgan Stanley acting out to encourage the proliferation of these irresponsible subprime mortgage loans, and therefore they have, since these people can't pay their mortgage bill, they've taken their homes away from them. Would they have had a home to begin with? No. Well, they would have been renting probably instead of owning. But this is a very sticky issue, and I don't know that people really understand what this is. The kind of stuff, when it comes to banking business, that really isn't even scrutinized particularly well now. And I'm not a big fan of regulation, as you know. I was telling a story earlier today, and I don't mind telling it again, because I think it impacts it impacts a lot of people's feelings about who they ought to vote for. One of the reasons, and this is what's confusing about this, these big, gigantic banks have screwed so many people in so many ways that it's almost unimaginable because of the money that they have and the way they can push things around regulation-wise. I mean, they won't be able to get out. They'll have to pay a fine here. But it'll be minuscule in comparison to what they made. And then on the other hand, the federal government and their regulators and auditors and the harassment circus that goes with a small bank like my bank here in Framingham that loaned me money to keep my business going, they've come under scrutiny for loaning me the money, even though the bank hasn't lost a penny. In fact, the payments have been made on time every single month in the 4 years that the loan has been in effect. But it still has been scrutinized to the nth degree, and life at the bank has been miserable because of my loan and a couple of others that the banking auditors don't like. Why don't they like them? What difference does it make how you pay the loan back as long as you pay it back?
Right.
That's the point of encouraging small business to grow and have people. If I hadn't gotten that loan, people wouldn't have been hired. So it's a direct correlation. Yet they're making life at the bank miserable for the people in the bank. Miserable. Because they don't like the way the bank has managed the mortgage. You think they could go into Morgan Stanley Chase and do this? Hell no. They'd throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I said to the president of the bank yesterday. You should just throw them out.
And they said,
not likely. That's going to happen. But you see, all of this guff, all this garbage, all this BS that comes from the people who are in power now. We're going to help small business. You're not helping small business. You're screwing small business. You're keeping people from wanting to expand and hire more people. That's what you're doing. The de facto impact of this is that in the future, this bank and others will not loan money to people like me because it's too much scrutiny for them. It's not proper for the government to be involved in anything in this area at all unless the bank is abusing me as a customer. That's their only role here.
Right, is to protect you.
Yeah. Well, they say they're protecting the investors of the bank. Hell, the investors of the bank are the ones who make the decision. They're on the board of directors. They make the decision on who to loan the money to. It's craziness. And this is why this country is not going anywhere economically and won't as long as these practices are continued. It will not go anywhere because there is not the ability of people to comfortably borrow money to inject that money, that cash, into their businesses to help them grow. Sick stuff. Something to be concerned about. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
Although they were entirely outnumbered and out-equipped, they had one huge advantage. They had General George Washington. Leadership. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's something from the video of the day at DougStephan.com. The folks at Chanel No. 5
Chanel
released a new online commercial. Mm-hmm. For the first time, it features a male spokesperson, Jennifer.
Yeah, Hotty Toddy Brad Pitt is in the ad now.
Really? Shall we
apparently,
listen to
it's
it?
Kind of an it's an artsy ad.
Really?
Sure.
You want to listen to it, Michael? Play that video of the day audio that goes.
It's not a journey. Every journey ends, but we go on. The world turns, and we turn with it. Plans disappear. Dreams take over. But wherever I go.
Trying to seduce the camera here.
There you are. My luck, my fate, my fortune. Chanel No. 5. Inevitable.
All right. That's kind of cheese ball.
Flip out from that. All right, so how about the Hulkster? Speaking of cheese balls.
Speaking of seducing cameras.
Yeah, all right. Or whatever. Else he might have been seduced. Him and Bubba the Love Sponge
are not on such good terms these days because Hulkster filed a lawsuit against Bubba the Love Sponge, his wife Heather, and Gawker.com for publishing the footage of his sex tape in a lawsuit of over $100 million.
That's the biggest dough the Hulkster will have taken in. Right? Get 100 mil
out
of
it. In a while, yeah.
Bubba the Love Sponge is a personality.
Soak him, Hulkster. Get it? I played on the sponge thing. Yeah.
All right, Party Crasher, Michaela, is that her name?
It's Michelle.
Michelle, that's it?
It's Salali. Just spelled like fancy. Salali.
She ran away with that guy from Journey.
Sure, Neil Schoen.
And what's happening with him now?
Well, they're engaged.
No!
Oh, yeah. They got engaged Sunday night. Journey was playing at a benefit concert, and Neil called her up on stage and proposed with a huge 11.5 carat ring.
Bigger than Jennifer Aniston's?
I don't think so.
Really?
Close.
Why would you want to hang around with somebody like that? Either one of them, I guess. Maybe they deserve each other. 51 after on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Some of the technological information that's available to us today from Shelley Palmer, who's our the overseer, I guess, somebody we trust with the survey of what needs to be done in the way of protecting yourself with all this technology, better living. Does it make life better? Yeah, in many ways it does. Today, Shelley talks about a new development in password protection using eye movement. As a password. That sounds pretty fascinating. Let's check in on that in a moment here on Good Day.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've read anything on my site, there's a good chance you've come across one of my blogs about the importance of using strong passwords. If one man's work at Texas State University San Marcos proves successful, we may be nearing the end of secure strings of numbers and letters. Oleg Komogortsev is working on a system that would allow people to use eye movement as a password. His new system is an improvement over earlier weaker systems as it will use fixations, what your eyes look like when you're staring at something, as well as saccades, which is what your eyes look like when they dart back and forth, and combine them with the unique pattern of your iris. This combination of data will create a previously unmatched level of security. If all goes well, we should see positive results in a few years. That means you'll need to create and type random character passwords only a few thousand more times. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on EcoView Tech can be found on the Stock Exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, Stock Symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. EcoView, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, Stock Symbol RVPL, doing business as EcoView Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com. That's the place to go. Getting paid up to $80,000 a year for involvement in these green jobs at ACO2. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Although water covers about 70% of our earth, droughts and our expanding population are creating shortages in a lot of areas. With more than 30 states expected to face water shortages in the next couple of years, it's important to find ways to not only conserve, but to best utilize, even reuse, that which is our most precious resource. Kendra Johansson with more to think about here.
Panama City Beach, Florida is renowned for its beautiful white beaches and its wetlands, but an increase in population and decades of tree farming have dried out the wetlands. Thanks to an advanced wastewater treatment plant, up to 13 million gallons of water a day are now being pumped back into the wetlands. Joey Herndon of Siemens Water Technologies.
To be able to take a resource like wastewater and be able to clean it to a certain standard that will allow us to put it back on either public land to rehydration of a park developed to promote wildlife and rehabilitation of different types of species. It's just very exciting.
Last year, Panama City Beach opened a recreational and conservational haven in its wetlands called Conservation Park, and water levels in the wetlands are already rising.
I think there's a great lesson here for other municipalities. Hopefully it'll spawn some ideas for reuse water.
For more, visit Siemens.com/answers. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
A lot of people have been talking about this fellow, Felix Baumgartner, Jennifer. Apparently, according to a conversation on Twitter, the folks at Google considered sending Baumgartner to space for his jump with a pair of Google glasses.
Should have. They missed their opportunity.
Right. That would be worth its weight in gold in terms of the kind of exposure it got.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.